Sarah Truman Prakat Mishnah Yud Bechain Chavish Al Shemin Shem Nishpacha. So too, somebody who has a jar of oil of Truma, that the jar broke and the oil is spilling to the ground and becoming absorbed into the ground. And this is a loss to Truma, since the oil is absorbed into the ground. And just like you're not allowed to be Matami Truma, you're also not allowed to cause Truma to have a loss. Now you have jars that are Tame that would allow you to catch a lot of the Truma and would stop the Truma from becoming absorbed in the ground. But the jars that are Tame will be Matami the Truma. Motor Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. Shem Yachol Lahakol Mimena Revias Betara Yatsu. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua would both agree. If you could find one jar that is tall and to catch at least one Revias of the oil and stop that Revias from getting absorbed in the ground, you would be mechuyev to do so. You have to go find that jar. And even though by the time you find that jar that is tall, a lot of the oil would already have spilled out and gotten absorbed in the ground, even so, it's preferable to catch one Revias in a jar that is tall and allow the rest of the oil to become absorbed in the ground than it would be to catch all the oil in jars that are tame and be mitame the oil. Bein la, but if you can't even find one jar that is tar, and all you have are the jars that are tame, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Tere v'tibla, v'ayuvalena b'yada. Rabbi Eliezer says, better to allow the truma to get absorbed in the ground than to go ahead and catch it in jars that are tame and cause the truma to become tummy. And even though this is a big loss to the truma, since the truma will be absorbed in the ground, but that's better than being mitami the truma with your own hand, as it's forbidden to be mitami truma. Now Rabbi Yeshua is going to argue, like we'll see in the next Mishnah, according to Rabbi Yeshua, you should go ahead and catch oil in the jars that are tummy, and since all the oil is going to get absorbed in the ground, it's better to be mitame the oil than to allow it to get absorbed in the ground. Now in this Mishnah, it does not discuss the same case that we had in the previous Mishnah. In the previous Mishnah, we discussed the case where you had a jar of wine of Truma in the upper part of the wine press, and you had some wine of Hulin that was tame in the lower part of the wine press. And the jar of wine in the upper part of the wine press broke, and the wine of Truma is running down to the lower part of the wine press and will soon get mixed in with the wine that is tummy. According to Rabbi Yeshua, if you can't find any jars that are tar, and momentarily all the wine of Truma is going to become tummy anyway, you're allowed to go ahead and catch the wine of Truma with jars that are tummy, rather than to let the wine of Truma get mixed in with the chulin that is tummy. And since the Truma will become tummy anyway, you're allowed to go ahead and be mitami with the jars that are tummy. But we do not discuss such a case with regard to oil of Truma. And then before Mefarshim explain, because with regards to oil of Truma, Rabbi Yeshua would agree with Rabbi Eliezer that you cannot catch the oil of Truma with jars that are tame, even though if you don't catch the oil of Truma, it will get mixed in with oil of Chulin that is tame, and all the Truma will become tame anyway. The reason why Rabbi Yeshua differentiates between oil and wine is because oil of Truma that is tame does have a usage. You can use it to light with it. You can use it for a nair. So therefore, even though the oil of Truma will get mixed in with the chulin that is tame, and all the oil will have a din of Truma Tmea, but Truma Tmea of oil is not such a big loss to the kohen, and the kohen can use it to light a nair with it. So therefore, Rabbi Yeshua would agree with Rabbi Eliezer in such a case that oil of Truma will momentarily get mixed in with the oil of chulin that is tame. You should allow the oil of Truma to get mixed in rather than to catch the oil of Truma which are that are tummy. In these previous two cases, the Mishnah is referring back to the case we had in Mishnah Ches and in the case we had in Mishnah Tez and Yud. In Mishnah Ches we discussed Truma that had a suffix tuma, and since it was suffix tummy, the corn could not eat it anyway. That according to Rabbi Yeshua, you can go ahead and put the Truma in such a place where it will become definitely tummy. And since it's anyway suffix tummy, and the corn anyway can't eat it, you can go ahead and cause the Truma to become tummy vada. And it also referred back to the case we had in Mishnah Tess and Yud, that we had wine of Truma or oil of Truma that will momentarily become tummy or will momentarily become absorbed in the ground. That according to Rabbi Yeshua, you can go ahead and catch the Truma in jars that are tummy, even though you're being mitami the Truma Since the truma anyway will momentarily become tame, or will momentarily become absorbed in the ground. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, lo zuhi truma shani mudr alayim elatam, elam elahachu. Rabbi Yeshua said, this truma is not the truma that the Torah is referring to when the Torah said not to be mitame truma. Instead, this truma, we're only not allowed to eat it, but we are allowed to be mitame it, and since the truma anyway is suffix tame, or is anyway going to momentarily become tame or absorbed in the ground, the Torah is not warning us not to be mitame it. What would be a case where the Torah is warning us not to be mitame truma? Somebody who is traveling from place to place with loaves of bread of truma in his hand. And a guy said to the person, give me one loaf of bread of truma and I'm going to be mitami that one loaf. But if you don't give me that one loaf, I'm going to be mitami all of the loaves. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yidma is kula. Rabbi Eliezer said, it's preferable to allow the guy to be mitami all the loaves than to actively give him one loaf and cause that loaf actively to become tame, according to Rabbi Eliezer, rather than you go ahead and give him a loaf and cause actively that loaf to become tame. Let the Ayyub Kachavim be mitami the loaves himself. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Yaniach Lefanav Achas Mehen Al Hasela. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. According to Rabbi Yeshua, it's preferable to put one loaf of bread of truma on a rock and allow the gut to be mitame that one loaf of bread than to allow the guy to be mitame all the loaves. This is the case, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that the Torah is warning us not to be mitame truma. The Torah is telling us, don't allow the guy to be mitame all the loaves of bread of truma. Instead, put one loaf of bread of truma on a rock, allow the guy to be mitame that one bread, and that way you're protecting the rest of the loaves of bread of truma from becoming tame. And even according to Rabbi Yeshua, you have to put that loaf of bread on the rock. You're not allowed to go ahead and give it to the guy yourself. And when you give it to the guy, you're being mitami the loaf of bread by giving it to him. And you don't want to be mitami with your own hands. Instead, better to put it on the rock and let the guy be mitami that one loaf of bread.